My name's Brian Haddy. I'm very excited to announce the World Environment Fair is coming to Adelaide on the 3rd and 4th of June. This is a first for Adelaide, indeed a first for Australia, I think. And we're very excited about all the wonderful speakers and activities and presentations we've got lined up.
All right, so tell us a bit about some of those.
I guess it's a mixture between some environmental issues that are going to be discussed by leading speakers such as Ross Garnaut, who we know is a climate change expert and advisor to state and federal governments, not only climate change but renewable energy, battery storage of energy and those sorts of things. So we're excited about Ross being part of our speakers panel, which is about 20 speakers actually, and we've got three different stages, a green theatre and two other speaker stages where all sorts of environmental issues will be discussed, from compostable toilets to green cosmetics to bats in our suburbs, you name it. If it's got a green tinge to it, we'll be talking about it at the World Environment Fair.
So will people be able to ask questions?
Absolutely. But of course, there's also something for kids as well. So we've got, we think, the world's largest indoor nature play area. So one of the very big trees that fell over in a storm at Morialta is being craned into the Adelaide showground where the event is, and I think it's 5 metres or more long, huge girth, and then we're going to build cubby houses and whatnot off this big tree in the middle of the Jubilee Pavilion of the showground, so it's going to be pretty exciting for kids as well.
Sounds brilliant, because yes, one of my questions was, you know, do they just look at it or are they allowed to climb on it?
Absolutely, nature play is exactly that. So we're strong believers that kids need to get out a bit more and get their hands dirty and get involved in nature, and the nature play movement is gaining huge momentum in South Australia thanks to Nature Play SA. There'll be little cubby houses, there'll be climbing structures, little hideaway places. It's just going to be an exciting thing for kids to come to, I think.
Are you having any issues with having to reassure parents that getting dirty is okay?
You know, with the digital revolution, I think more and more parents are getting concerned about kids being stuck on tablets and TV and phones and whatnot, and I think there is a growing realisation that we're missing something. Being a helicopter parent and keeping the kids indoors and on tablets is, I think, many parents are realising, not so healthy.
All right, well, tell us about some of the speakers.
Apart from Ross Garnaut, we've also got Tanya Ha. Now, she's been on the Catalyst program on ABC and is a former Unley High School student, and she's turned into one of the leading environmental commentators, I guess, around Australia. Has written a couple of books, one Green Stuff for Kids, another Greenology, which is really leading the way in terms of giving direction about more sustainable living. Of course, we've got the Animals Anonymous on stage as well. Not only to be there with a bunch of furry and slithery creatures, but they'll be giving presentations on the main stage, which will certainly appeal to the kids as well. We've got about 22 other speakers. Dr. Dean Hutton, of course, from many will remember, those of a certain age, The Curiosity Show. Which was
The Curiosity Show.
On Channel 9 for 18 years, from the late 70s to early 90s. So he'll be there with Going Green with Dr. Dean. And we've got people from Department of Environment, Water and Natural Resources, who are, of course, the major sponsors of the World Environment Fair, talking about bats in the suburbs and kinky frog habits. And we've also got Therese Kerr speaking. Therese has a daughter that you might have heard of called Miranda. She is one of the most influential women in Australia. She's certainly into green cosmetics, but has a whole story about, I guess, the chemicals that women put on their face and why it's not such a good idea.
Yeah, well, that's certainly quite a diverse group of speakers then.
We've also got Joanne Jakovic and Alex Symes coming from Sydney. Now, they've got a company called Big World Homes. Their vision is to manufacture flat-pack tiny homes.
Yes, that's certainly a very interesting and very growing area.
Absolutely. So a home not much bigger than a caravan, a bit bigger though, but very functional inside, $80,000.
Yes. That's
their vision. But they've had interest from all over Australia and indeed around the world for these flat pack tiny homes. And so tiny homes will be a bit of a big issue. And we've actually got a whole section of the World Environment Fair to sustainable homes and building and architecture, thanks to the Adelaide Sustainable Building Network, who will be there in force.
Because one of the fascinating things about tiny homes is all of that work that goes into the interior design, where spaces and objects are so convertible and so have been so thought about so that there is no wasted space and you can, you know, flip it, change it, turn it, bend it on its side sort of thing, and it turns into something else, which has implications not just for tiny homes but also for smaller living.
Yes, that's right. And I mean, their original vision was to have these tiny homes on a trailer so that you could move around a bit. The demand, though, seems to be coming, so Joanne told me the other day, from people that want it on a plot of land. They don't want it on a trailer. They don't ever see themselves moving from that spot. So people are buying small parcels of land and putting tiny homes on them.
All right. So there's also now, there's a lot of stalls as well. What have we got happening there?
I think last count, 65 storeholders. So, yes, as you'd expect, environment fair, you've got some henna designers. There's some green cosmetics, obviously. And just looking at the list here, we've got lots of environmental groups involved. The Jane Goodall Roots and Shoots program are represented. The Wilderness Society are there with a whole lot of children's craft activities, which will be great. And Bugs and Slugs, of course, will be there with all their invertebrates, their snails and bugs and slugs. And there's also Aboriginal Cultural Tours. There's a whole lot of tourism companies there, Arkaroola Wilderness Sanctuary. There's Rawnsley Park, who have offered a wonderful prize on our Facebook page, which, by the way, people should go to for all the news and views of the World Environment Fair Facebook page. The City Council are there with their carbon neutral folk, Department of Environment, Water and Natural Resources, all things to do with national parks and recycling, water issues, you name it. And they've actually got this little yellow brick road type trail looking at beaches, backyards, schoolyards, etc., and what you can do to help improve the sustainability and reduce your environmental footprint.
So what was there about Adelaide that made us decide to have it in Adelaide?
I've been organising another event called Science Alive for the last 12 years. We're getting huge crowds to that. And so I started talking to the showground about, I think there's a gap in the environmental market. There's nothing, no big thing. There's lots of little things that happen around World Environment Day on June the 5th. But there didn't seem to be a big event, a little bit like National Science Week a decade ago, where there was lots of small, interesting things happening in National Science Week. But Science Alive helped bring those together in one big celebration of science. So we went to the Department of Environment, Water and Natural Resources, and said, what do you think? And they said, oh, that's brilliant, because every year the minister says to us, what can I do for World Environment Day? And there's a small tree planting here and there, but there wasn't one big thing to bring it all together. So the government's responded well, community groups and commercial storeholders have responded really well, calling the World Environment Fair is the link to World Environment Day. And I think this year is a bit of a test case. We'll see how it goes. If we get 20,000 people turning up, which we're hoping, then it will be bigger and better next year. It's really exciting. We're getting a lot of positive feedback.
Because it's really interesting, that sense of holding it at the Adelaide Showgrounds gives it a very mainstream feel rather than, you know, still something fringe.
Perhaps a decade ago, the environment had dipped a bit in people's minds, big in the 60s and 70s, and then perhaps it fell away a bit, off the agenda a bit. I think it's coming back with a vengeance now. How can you not be concerned about climate change these days, not concerned about the environment, conserving resources, doing our bit, if you like, not only as a nation but as individuals? So I think the timing's pretty right for that. And as you say, at the showgrounds, people were used to going to the showgrounds for regular events. We think this is pretty unique, but it's also got enough elements for the whole family to come along and have a great time. We've got music, as you'd expect, a reggae band playing on both days on the entertainment stage, and a lot of solo performers as well, strumming some folksy and bluesy sort of tunes. And we've got food and wine, so you can have some wine tasting, listen to a little bit of gentle reggae, go to an amazing talk about whatever tickles your fancy, especially if you want a compostable toilet, and just cruise around. And if you've got kids, they can play in the nature play area, all fully supervised. It's all inside, so it doesn't matter if it's pouring cats and dogs on the weekend. Come along, it'll be warm inside. Lots to see and do. And we've got a bike hub as well. So if you're a cyclist out there, you can come along and have a bike tune-up.
And I understand that under 18s are free.
Amazingly, under 18s are free. So kids are free, which is our commitment, I guess, to making this a very affordable family outing, because it shouldn't be expensive to come to an event which is a learning experience. It's a fun experience. And we believe these sorts of events have a community building aspect as well, in the sense that people can come along and mix with others in a gentle atmosphere, learn a bit, have a bit of fun, have a few laughs. And really, it's a celebration of the environment. It's not a doom and gloom event. This is a celebration of the environment. It's fun, it's upbeat, there's entertainment, there's food and wine, and some great speakers that we think people find really inspirational.
All right, so just quickly tell us where people can look up this information so they know what's going on.
Yeah, so June 4th and 5th, Adelaide Showground, worldenvironmentfair.org.au.